And every morning this week on the programme, we're talking to some of the people who were shortlisted for the Super Value Superstars. And I want to speak to one of the youngest, Charlie Wright. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Charlie, you've been up and down to Stormont, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You've been speaking to the MLAs. You've been doing some lobbying. What age are you?
I'm just turned 11 on Wednesday.
Well, good on you, Charlie. Tell me why you've been liaising with these MLAs. What have you been talking to them about?
I've been talking about, you know, my disease and, you know, how it affects people, and I want to, you know, raise awareness, that my disease is very invisible, so I'm trying to make it visible. And I spoke to the health minister, you know, when we had one.
Charlie, that's a very good line, if you don't mind me saying, when we had one. That's an excellent line, because I didn't even tee it up to say when we used to have MLAs. Fair play to you for reminding me, when we had one. And hopefully they'll be listening and they'll get back to doing the work that they should be doing for us. But what did you say to these politicians when they were prepared to listen?
I just said, you know, we need to, you know, start working together and things, and to, you know, make people's experiences better, you know, in hospitals, and improve communication through people or the MLAs to see the bigger picture.
Oh, Charlie, I like you, man. I like you. You're 11 years of age. This is exactly what we need to hear. This is from an 11-year-old. No wonder you have been nominated as one of the Super Value Superstars. You talk about the disease you cope with. It's called CAPS. Tell me about it, Charlie.
Well, CAPS is one in a million, and it affects every organ. And some days I'm fine and some days I'm not, you know, doing great. And I've had a tough few years with a lot of serious infection. I had to be tube fed and I had to be in hospital for 2 weeks.
And do you miss a lot of school?
Yeah, I do miss quite a bit of school. I was recently put off my treatment, and it's very hard every day to wake up and, you know, get started, because it's just very sore, Frank, and, you know, I get sore joints and I get tired, even though, you know, I go to bed early and, you know, normal routine kind of thing. And yeah.
And what sort of things can you not do that you would like to be doing if you didn't have CAPS?
I would like to play football and, you know, go trampolining with my friends. It's something that I really, really like. And, you know, if I went trampolining, I could do it at the time, but then it would take me quite a while to recover, maybe 3 or 4 days.
So the aches and pains would very much come to the fore. Do you follow a football team, or do you...
I follow Liverpool.
Yeah, well, we'll not blame you for that. They're coming up, Charlie. But, you know, because I loved football so much, and when I was 11, I was playing it all the time. And, you know, I was wondering maybe... Do you watch it? Do you follow it, considering you can't play it? It must be really annoying for you when, for all intents and purposes, you look like a young man who would be able to play football, but you can't play it. That must be really heartbreaking.
It is, yeah. I just want to do normal things and try to, you know, do different things and that I can do. And, you know, I want to still try and do these things, but, you know, it takes me a while to recover, and, you know, sometimes it's not worth it.
And in the meantime, you've been lobbying, you've also been doing interviews, you're on the Great Ormond Street website, you have promoted health issues at 11 years of age, and your mum, very, very supportive of you. It's important to have a good family around you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And how supportive has Mum been?
She's been very, very supportive, but, you know, she's had her sickness as well. She has recently been diagnosed with a disease called mast cell activation syndrome, which her mast cells overreact, and she has anaphylaxis. And I'd also like to spread awareness in that and, you know, have EpiPen training in more places. And, you know, anaphylaxis isn't just allergies, you know, with Mum. You know, she doesn't just, it's not because of allergies. It can be triggered by anything, really. even if she's had this, you know, had a food or had even heating or, you know, being too warm. You know, we're a team, you know, me and Mum, and we both try and help each other and, you know, try and work together and raise awareness together, you know.
Yeah, I like the way you say you're a team, because sometimes you actually do care for Mum, don't you?
Yeah, there's been a couple of occasions where I saved her life with anaphylaxis.
Did you have to get her the EpiPen, that sort of stuff?
I had to get it, yes. I had to call the ambulance as well.
That must have been harrowing at that point. Were you really worried about Mum?
Yeah, it was. There was one occasion, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, where Mum was nearly unconscious, and it really made me upset because I didn't know if I was going to see her again.
You're a special young man, Charlie. I'm not surprised you are nominated as one of the Super Value superheroes. What part of the world are you in, Charlie?
County Down.
County Down. Whereabouts in County Down?
Killaloe.
Good part of the world. Good part of the world, Charlie. Listen, congratulations on being shortlisted as one of the Super Value superstars. I know your mum is very, very proud of you, and the people at Great Ormond Street's website are proud of you as well. They've got interviews up on the site that you've held with some of the medics and some of the people who are trying to cooperate with you to get the message across about CAPS and other rare diseases. And good on you at 11 years of age for being the ambassador you are. Really appreciate you coming on the programme, Charlie.
Thank you.
Top young man, 11 years of age. Hey, no wonder he's been nominated.